Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
I mean, I've heard of these permabears that will literally sell the S&P 500 every chance they get. And they just eat it. They eat losses day in and day out and week in and week out. Because one day they're going to be right and the market will go down.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks Options podcast. Today, we have a special lesson for you. I'm putting it here on the podcast because I really believe that this is going to provide you massive, massive value. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And hey, listen, if this podcast was useful to you at all, I really highly suggest that you go check out the full trading course at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit Outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week. Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we are on key number 2 in the second half of the 8 keys to unlocking super performance. So it's really key number 6. This is trade small before you trade big. Now, Mark had broken this into 2 different sections. The first 4 keys in the 8 keys to unlocking super performance were about the 4 keys to generating big performance. These 4 keys are limiting drawdowns. And this is coming from Mark's book, Think and Trade Like a Champion. That's what I want to do. I want to think and trade like a champion. So we covered key number 1, selling into strength, on last week's episode. This week, we're talking about trade small before you trade big. Makes all the sense in the world, right? Why in the world would you go out and buy 1,000 shares of something if you don't even know how to handle 100 shares? Why would you even go out and buy 100 shares when you don't know how to handle 10? Why would you go out and buy 10 when you don't know how to handle 1? I talked to a lot of people, and they think that the stock market is basically a casino. And the only way that they're going to win big is if they go big. Even I was talking to my dad one day, and I was telling him how the performance was doing and everything, and I was even contemplating setting up a hedge fund. More on that in many months to come, but an idea I've had. And he was like, "Oh, cool! So you either win or you lose it all." I was like, "No, not at all. That's not how this works. This isn't an all or nothing game. This is I'm going to take as much money out of the market as I can, and if the market is not working for me, I'm going to let it take as little money back as I can do that in the opposite direction." So trade small before you trade big. When you are right, when your analysis is working and your timing is on target, you can trade larger size and your overall exposure. You can get more aggressive because what you're doing is proving effective and you've built yourself a cushion. The key here is to build upon success. Now, Mark goes on to say, losses are valuable information that things aren't working. Your timing is off, or perhaps the market is weighing on stocks in general. I have to tell you, I actually earlier today was doing a little portfolio review on some losing trades that I'd had. And my thought was, what is going on? Why am I having these losers? What can I do to avoid these losers? I can't change the fact that I have them, but I can change the fact of how I react to them going forward. And by doing that, I actually made a change, a pretty substantial change that I'll be enacting going forward. Because losses are valuable information. Like Mark says in here, when things aren't working, your timing's off, or perhaps the market's just not working for you. Mark concludes this section by saying there are three deadly traitor traps. Let's go over those real quick. Number one, emotions, causing you to do things that are irrational. Number two, opinions, forming an idea that limits your vision. And number three, ego, keeping you from admitting and correcting mistakes. The three deadly traitor traps have nothing to do with the trend line, have nothing to do with the price on the chart. They have 100% to do with what's in your head. Emotions, being fearful, being greedy. Both of those two are really what drive the market. And whenever you allow yourself to succumb to either of those emotions, you're going to make bad decisions. You've got to be logical. You've got to be systematic. And you have to know what you're doing. Number two, opinions. Forming an idea that limits your vision. I can't tell you how many times I hear about, you know, perma bears or perma bulls or perma this or perma that because of their opinion. And it limits their vision, right? I mean, I've heard of these perma bears that will literally sell the S&P 500 every chance they get. And they just eat it. They eat losses day in and day out and week in and week out. Because one day they're going to be right and the market will go down. But I tell you, that's not where I'm putting my money. I'm not going to hold an opinion. Man, I heard this great quote. I wonder if I can remember. It was something like, great traders have strong opinions that are loosely held. Yeah, I think that's it. Could be wrong, but I think that's it. Great traders have strong opinions that are loosely held. I have a strong opinion that the price of this stock is going to go up. But if the price decides to go down, I am going to loosely hold that and be out as fast as I possibly can. And then the final of the deadly trader traps is ego. I really want to win. I'm sure you really want to win. But increasing my win rate and sacrificing a trade that could really damage my portfolio for hoping and praying that it's going to come back, that's definitely a deadly trader trap, keeping you from admitting and correcting mistakes. None of these are objective. The price should be X, Y, or Z. It's all about, oh, I don't want to look stupid. Oh, I've made a bad opinion, and I'm going to continue to hold that opinion no matter what. Oh, I can't accept the fact that I've made a mistake. These are three of the deadly trader traps that, I mean, Mark is so right, and you know he is, you know. And this goes back to talking about the key number two is trade small before you trade big. If you can't master these three deadly trader traps, you have no business trading big. But hear me out, trade small. Understand yourself, understand how you work. Understand these daily trader traps and work against them as part of your plan. Have a written plan. I tell people all the time, you need a written, unbreakable trading plan. If X happens, I do Z. If Y happens, I do A. Once you have that, these trader traps go away. I don't want you to go away. I want you to smash that like button and subscribe. That way you never miss any of the tools, tips, and tricks that we upload every single week to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right? Now, if you liked that, that's only a taste, only a sample of what you're going to find in the full AI stock trading system. And I really highly encourage you to go and check this out. Obviously, you are interested in learning and how to trade, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I'm going to take and download my entire trading system that I use day in and day out onto you. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is over at the AIStockTradingSystem.com. You're going to get phase 1, 2, and 3, several bonuses. And on top of that, I'm going to walk you through over a dozen trades that I put on inside of my account, holding your hand and showing you exactly how I got in, how I got out, how I use the artificial intelligence data, and how this could work inside of your own trading portfolio on a daily basis. So make sure you head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com to learn more and to get started and to download my decade plus worth of trading experience into your hands so you can start using the AI Stock Trading System today, the five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading.
Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below, and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yuhl, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yuhl are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yuhl are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.